Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was richer, I'd still be with her. Ain't that some? All right, folks, once a week we come together as a congregation, as a community, as a city, as a civilization, with the opportunity to air our grievances very publicly. Whoever you're mad at, a person, a place, a thing, stop sign, a road sign, Cody, whoever you're mad at, I don't care. This is the place to let the world know. I know that I asked Dan Quinn his favorite non-football thing about D.C., and he said, I love how much this city loves football. So I thought that was kind of awesome. That's a football guy right there. But I was so excited by all that I did not get to open the phone lines up. So, Jeff, press the button, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are on. If you missed any of our interview with Dan Quinn, that was a fun conversation, man. And you could tell... One thing I liked a lot was the level of respect DQ had for B. Mitch's playing days. It's not the only big-time interview on The Fan today. You also get to hear from Adam Peters with Grant and Danny. That is at 4:15. So check that out later on today. Just put your radio on, leave your radio on. It's a simple game. All right, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I am joined in the tent by Mr. Mitch Tischler. Commander's practice starts at 1:15, I believe, so we get to watch practice here in a little bit. But, Mitchell, it's my understanding somebody has wronged you and that you're angry.
Yes, I do have a quick bleep you for the weather gods.
It can be long, dude.
Okay, I'll make it a little longer.
It's just us.
The weather gods get a big bleep you.
Why?
Because we had a whole week of fall weather, felt like things were turning towards cooler weather, less humidity, less heat, and then all of a sudden, bang, right back to midsummer.
See, I think... Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. If you get good weather in August, man, that's a take the money and run. This is my dear friend Peter Stewart has a rule. Like, don't complain about the cold in February, and don't complain about the heat in August. Like, it's supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
What do you want it to be? It's August.
Everyone's yelling about weather changing all over the place. I thought we got a little cooler weather in the middle of August. I thought we were getting one of those changes.
I have a potentially explosive topic. If climate change means it's not that cold in the winter, I'm kind of cool with it. Am I allowed to say that?
Hold on. I got to bleep you to JP.
For what?
Because I like the cold. You know I like getting a little bit of snow. I'm a Four Seasons guy.
You
not just the hotel.
must be living that good life, Mitchell.
Listen, I don't have that Odyssey money.
Yeah. That You know who should say bleep you is Cody to Mitch, because Mitch just keeps stealing the fan from
Cody. I'm trying to help you out here. We're waiting for the phone lines to fill up. I'm trying to get Cody to throw bleep you out there.
Yeah, that, you know, bleep you to me for forgetting to announce the phones were open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's a dude named El Travos Commanders on Twitter that's mad at me. Listen, man, I don't remember the old exact schedule of 106.7 The Fan before it was a sports station. I was young. I didn't listen to it all. Like, I was, I think, Lanfield, do you know, when did JFK flip to all sports all the time? I think I was in college or something.
I believe it was July 20th, 2009.
Okay. So it's 15 years. This past July. Mm-hmm. I think it's fair if I don't remember that. Now, did you have a bleep you, Lanfield? It's my understanding you're upset with someone.
Yeah, I'm upset with Drab T-shirt.
Ooh.
I was initially going to do this bleep you to JP and B-Mitch because it looks like B-Mitch got the giant head and JP got the giant ears. And I was trying to work with Jeff on how to...
In what capacity? What does that mean?
B-Mitch has a gigantic head and you have gigantic ears. You look like there was person you got mixed up. I was trying to work with Jeff to work on the wording of that so it would be funny. And then Drab interrupted us trying to sell us soup. So I'm mad at Drab. Bleep you.
What kind of soup is Drab selling?
Tomato or something.
Why is Drab selling soup?
Who knows?
Speaking of Odyssey money... That sounds incredibly bizarre, frankly, that Drab is selling soup. Cody, you can listen here, dude.
The amount of people, when I'm just trying to like do the show, that just decide to come in here and just want to socialize is enraging to me.
It is remarkable. I wonder if some of it is like time of day, because it's the middle of the day and people just like... You guys in the aquarium during the hours of 10 to 2 get treated very differently than... the aquarium gets treated during the morning show or the afternoon show. Is it maybe that we kind of have a more circus atmosphere vibe as a program than others, but it is noticeable. I'll give you that, Landini. Apparently Jeffrey's mad too.
Yes. My bleep you, and I'm sorry, I'm calling a name on this one. WMATA, because the bus gave me a ticket for being in the bus lane. Yeah, Metro buses now take pictures of you if you're in the bus lane. But the reason why the reason why I was in the bus lane is because a goddaggone ambulance and a fire truck was coming behind me with their sirens blazing. And I'm like, dude, what am I supposed to stand in line? How are y'all going to take a picture of me in the bus lane and I'm getting over to the right so emergency vehicles can come through? So now I have to... miss work just to fight that because I have to go to court for it.
Well, I know how much it pains you to miss work, Jeff, so I'm sorry about that. That is some BS, though. Like, there are too many cameras, there are too many tickets, and it's nothing but a cash grab. Like, if they have all these speed cameras and red light cameras and everything, and like, all of a sudden, schools were better, or there was fewer homeless people. I mean, you drive anywhere in Washington, and there's just tents for homeless people. Like, it didn't always look like that. If these speed cameras resulted in better services for the homeless, okay. I think people would, by and large, support that. But they don't. It's just money going into a black hole that nobody knows what comes out the other side. And now that... shouldn't you have to be like a government entity to be sending tickets? Should a Metro bus really be able to send tickets? Like, I'm no lawyer. Don't we have constitutional rights? Damn it. Like, Thomas Jefferson didn't write that whole document to get a ticket from a bus.
Jeff,
don't you think?
JP, the bus is a government agency. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's not like the police. It's Metro, and that's probably like a public-private.
I feel like it's just like a government agency, like the schools or something.
I don't know, man. It does say, I just Googled it. It says WMATA, government agency.
Of course. What else would it be?
But, yo, this might violate a constitutional right, Lamphill. I'm just trying to help Jeff. I'm not a lawyer, all right? But WMATA is a tri-jurisdictional public transit agency. How the hell, how can they have jurisdiction like in Maryland if they're in Virginia or vice versa? Lamphill, enough of this. You support buses being able to give you a ticket?
I never said that. I'm just dumbfounded that you think the public transit agency is somehow not a government agency.
We have rights in this country. We have constitutional rights. Herbie Hancock was involved. This is egregious. Let's go to Mary in Ashburn. Hello, Mary. Who are you mad at?
Who am I mad at? Hi, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I'm mad at the people who pull up in front of the grocery store, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever, and park right in front of it and think they're so important that they don't have to park in a parking spot. You have to walk around them to get in there. Thank you.
That's fair. I do feel like there needs to be some give and take, but like there's a way to pull up right in front without impeding the people that need to walk right in front. Like usually there's like the painted, you know, kind of lines for the walkway. Like, don't pull up over that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to pull up, maybe you just have to run in and get a prescription or something. You got a kid in the car. Like, I am a man of context and nuance, Lamphill. So I try to allow for that in my day-to-day interactions. However, you know, sometimes there's not always context and nuance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.